now to Close Up. The Crawford Fund's annual Food Security Conference is on in Sydney over the next 2 days. This year, the focus is on Waste Not, Want Not, the circular economy of food security. Associate Professor and Principal Scientist at the National Centre for Engineering in Agriculture, Bernadette McCabe, is one of the speakers. I caught up with Bernadette to learn more about her research into new fertiliser technology. Bernadette, tell us a little bit about what your focus is and what have you been finding?
My focus of research is into waste to energy, and it is predominantly in biogas. So we are looking at breakdown of organic waste to produce methane-rich biogas.
Okay, that's an interesting area. What are the potentials in doing that?
The potential of that is to produce a combustible fuel, and that's used to provide electricity or heat, or in some processes both. So we have a combined heat and power. In anaerobic digestion, which is the process that we use to produce the biogas, we also have an end product in sludge, and that's also available as a fertiliser.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about exactly how this biosolid works as a fertiliser replacement. And you know, you said it was a byproduct, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So through the process of anaerobic digestion, which is a natural process that microbes do in the absence of oxygen, we have the breakdown of organic material, and what's left is what we call a sludge. So the sludge, or the leftover products, is actually more available in terms of nutrients to the soil. So we have levels of nutrients that are more available in the soil, and far better than synthetic fertilisers as well. That will obviously reduce the cost of any synthetic fertilisers that, you know, that developed countries use. But in developing nations where their prime fertilisers come from manure, the use of a bioslurry is a far more beneficial soil conditioner.
Absolutely. That was Associate Professor and Principal Scientist at the National Centre for Engineering and Agriculture in Business, Bernadette McCabe. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @NatsRuralNews. And that's the state of the country. I'm Liam Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.